हरे 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 कृष्ण जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय
जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंदा श्री निदाय गौर सुंदर की सी यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन बना के फॉर मॉर्निंग श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत सत्संग इस फॉर 10 डेज वी आर रिलिशिंग द ट्रांसेंडेंटल टीचिंग ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु to his most beloved associate Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī. And mostly we are called Rūpa Anugās, followers of the Rūpa Gosvāmī. So this is the 19th chapter of Madhya Līlā, Śrī Caitanya Charitamrita. In last two classes we discussed out of causeless mercy and love for two brothers Rupa and Sanatan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the way walked from Jagannath Puri to Ramakeli, East Bengal. 600-700 kilometers he just walked on foot to reclaim his own associates. At that time the both brothers were the minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. And after getting the blessing, mercy and inspiration and enlightenment by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami relieved himself from the government service and made all the necessary arrangement for future. And along with his younger brother Vallabha, also known as Anupam, after getting information that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going through the Jharkhand forest to Vrindavan, he made it possible to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at confluence of the Ganga and Jamuna called Prayagraj. So yesterday, the first day we discussed what is the result of teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, how they were exalted, the devotees living in Vrindavan. Anybody who is visiting Vrindavan from Bengal, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when that person is coming from Vrindavan, they are only also asking one question, how the Rupa and Sanatana are doing. So when they hear the narration of their life, they feel this is something astonishing, that how such opulent personalities become so much renunciant by the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And yesterday we discussed how they made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a humble state of mind with the straw between their teeth, considering themselves most fallen. and how the most exalted personality in a Vaishnava history, we invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his house, Ariel Gram, Sri Vallabh Bhattar, Vallabhacharya, as he is known now, has a wide following in India. He accepted Rupa Goswami and his brother as exalted Vaishnava because they were chanting all the time name of Krishna, though they were saying we are fallen. Srila Prabhupada writes on this particular incident that here is a Brahminical culture's topmost authority and he is accepting one who is chanting the holy name of Krishna as the highest Vaishnava, though he may be born in any family or done anything in his life before he is transformed as a Vaishnava. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with two brothers came back to Prayagraj, and now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided that here is the right candidate to empower, to spread the bhakti rasa, the transcendental nectarian mellows of devotional service. And he chose Rupa Goswami to be the recipient of Krishna Bhakti Rasa. And because the place Prayag is a very crowded place, so he selected a place called Dasha Ashwamedha Ghat. And for 10 consecutive days, he was teaching to Rupa Goswami about the essence of Bhakti Rasa. So today we start, what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say when he started teaching? Prabhu kahe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Suna Rupa Bhakti Rasera Lakshana. Suna Rupa, please hear Rupa, Bhakti Rasera Lakshana. What are the symptoms of devotional service? Sutra Rupe kahe, I am teaching you, I am telling you in a nutshell. Sutra means nutshell. Why? Vistaranayaya varanam. It's very difficult. It's not possible to elaborate on this subject. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Rupa, please listen to me. It's not possible to describe devotional service completely. Therefore, I am just trying to give you a synopsis of symptoms of devotional service. Para para shunye govira bhakti rasa sindhu tomae chakhayate tara kahe ek bindu. Mahaprabhu is saying, par apar, length and breadth. Shunya, without. It means the bhakti rasa has no length and breadth. It is unlimited. It is unlimited. Gambhir, it is very deep. There is no length, breadth, there is no depth. It is unlimited. Para par shunya gambhir bhakti rasa sindhu. Sindhu means ocean. It is bhakti rasa sindhu. Tumaya chakhaite, I am just allowing you to taste. Ek bindu, one drop. I am just allowing you to taste a drop of the ocean of bhakti rasa. Because it is so deep and it is wide, we cannot find its limits. It's unlimited ocean of devotional mellows, but I am just allowing you to taste a drop of it. The ocean of the transcendental melodies of devotional service is so big that no one can estimate its length and breadth. However, just to help you taste it, I am describing but one drop. What is that? Bhakti Saras Amrit? That, on basis of this, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī has written this Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. That is Bhakti Ras Amrit Sindhu. And now, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is speaking. Aite brahmānda bhari ananta jīva gaṇa caurāsī lakṣa yunite karai brahmana. Now the first line of the teaching is, there are 84,000 species of living entities. They are wandering in the universes, not one universes. Atayata brahmanda bari ananta jiva gana. So Srila Prabhupada's purpose is, people think only the living entities are on this planet, but the living entities are on all other planets also. Sare brahmand mein jeev hai. Like, and Prabhupada likes, people, they went to the moon and they said there's no life there. How can that be there? When this verse says there is a life everywhere, then how there can be no life on the moon? We may not be able to see the life there. That's our defect. Like in this hall, except us 10-15 people sitting, is there any other life? There are innumerable living entities in this one temple hall, wandering from here and there. Innumerable, unlimited, asankhya jeev. इस एक छोटे से हाल में है कि नहीं है? Bacterias, viruses, ants, how many are there? We can't see it. Can we see? No. But if we just get a little sample from here and use your scientific method, you will find millions and trillions of living entities. Is it right or not? Yeah. So we don't know, when we go to the moon, we see with our eyes that there are, we think there may be some person like us walking there and eating samosas. We just think with our own speculation that why some of the things could be like this. But things are not like this everywhere. Prabhupada says even living entities are on the moon planet or some planet. They are not burned because their bodies are made of fire. Their bodies are made up of fire, so how will they burn? How the fire burns fire? No. Even Surya Dev, when he is traveling on his chariot, how many? 70,000 or 85,000 Valkalya rishis are sitting there on his chariot. So many thousands of rishis, called Valkalya rishis. And Hanumanji was for one full year walking along with Surya Dev to hear from him the transcendental knowledge. He was not burned there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, he is saying there are unlimited 84,000 are species, but number is unlimited. They are ananta. Ananta jiva gana. Ananta means there is no end. So there are unlimited living entities on all planets. You know, under at least this one Brahmanda. Brahmanda means universe. This one universe is like a one big egg. And it has 14 stories. Now when you go from here on your highway from Port Louis towards Phoenix, on the right side they are building some building which is like an egg, oval building. But then how many floors are there? There must be some 5, 6, 8 floors. So this whole universe is like 14 floors. 7 above, 7 below, and we are in the middle. This is Bhulok. Bhulok. Bhu means Bhudevi, Prithvi. Now, the planets which are below this, they are called Bilva Sarg. Bilva, actually what is Bilva means? Bilva means hole. Like the rat make a hole, snake make a hole, they are called Bil in Hindi. Bilva Sarg, what is under the earth, there is all Bilva. Bilva means they are all holes. But they are called Swarag, means heaven. The enjoyment on the planets which are under earth are more than enjoyment in heavenly planet. Bali Maharaj is on Sutal Lok, and his planet is specially designed, which is more opulent than the planet of Indra. And Srila Prabhupada writes in commentary, the more demons have more opulence. One is desirous of more opulent life, he is going to be more demonic sooner or later. The way Prabhupada has described these planets with one line, say, more the opulent and sense gratification one desires, more demonic he becomes sooner. So these Goswamis, they came from the opulent background. As we discussed, they had two boats full of golden coins as their property. Two boats full of golden coins. Hardly we get one small ring in the ear, it really makes us to see a star in the day. Gold is so costly now. But they have two boats full of golden coins, so they were opulent. They were minister. They were having palaces. And Rupa Goswami was grihastha. He was not sannyasi, he was not brahmachari, he was living a household life. This Prabhupada has written something. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna has delivered you from hell. They are called, what type of planet they are called? Bilva Sarg. They are lower planetary system, hellish. And where is hell situated actually? Geographically hell is situated after the 7 planets down in one corner. There is Yamraj Puri, the kingdom of Yamraj, where all the hellish planets are situated. Now, I think 28 hellish planets are described by Sukhdev Goswami, but then he said there are innumerable plots available. As many people are doing sinful activities, that many number of hells will be created. There is no scarcity there. There's a lot of land available. He writes like this. Very, very interesting. So, Srila Prabhupada's purport on this verse is, there are innumerable living entities, and they are Kare Brahman. They are moving from one planet to other planet. They are just in movement. And then Srila Prabhupada writes from Shastra how these 8,400,000 are divided. Jalaja Navalakshani Sthavara Lakshavam Shati Karamayo Rudra Sankhyakaha Pakshinam Dasa Lakshanam Trinshala Lakshani Pashvaha Chatur Lakshani Manushaha. There are 900,000 species living in the water. There are also 200,000 non-moving living entities such as trees and plants, and there are also 1,100,000 species of insects and reptiles, and there are 100,000 species of birds as far as, so 10,000. As far as quadrupeds are concerned, they are 300,000 and there are 400,000 human species. Some of these species may exist on one planet and not on the other. But in any case, like this, you can take it like this. There are some species which are in Mauritius which are not in India. There are some species which are in India which are not in Mauritius. There you don't have a snake here. And there are many snakes there. So some species may be in some planet, some may be in other planet. Some may be in one country, some may be in another country. They are innumerable. Now, they are moving. It's not that they are living always there. And how they are moving, on what principle they are moving? Then Prabhupada is quoting verse from Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi sram bhavam tejate ante kalevaram tam tam eveti konte sadatar bhava bhaveta. Whatever one thinks at the time of death, he achieved that without fail. Antamati sugati. So even Prabhupada described this one time in a very interesting way. When there is a war and two enemy soldiers are fighting at the border, the enemy soldier of India is thinking, I am going to kill the Pakistani soldier, and the Pakistani soldier is saying, I am going to kill the Indian soldier. So if the bullet comes and just pierces his heart, he is thinking of Pakistan, so he will be born in Pakistan in the next life. So this is the way he said how one will take birth from one to other place. It's very interesting to say. So we are moving. So many people living in the Mauritius are thinking, well, let's go to America and Australia. So when they die, they're thinking, oh, they will go there. Americans are thinking, oh, the God made heaven afterwards and he made the Mauritius first. So they are thinking of coming here. So they will die of thinking of Mauritius, they will come here. So in this way, they are moving. They are moving from one planet to other planet. That's the Prabhupada has written the book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. He wrote a book, complete book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. If you want to go to any planet, just at the time of death, think of that planet and you are transferred without any expenses, ticket or visa. You will go there, no problem. It's very simple. Why to take so much trouble and show 2 lakh rupees in a bank to get a visa to go America or Canada? Why to have this trouble? Simply think of that thing and you leave the body, you will go there. And now to support this one statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kaviraj Goswami, so next, now Rupa Goswami says, asking, so many living entities, unlimited, how they are accommodated, for example. Like sometimes we say, Nanda Baba has 900,000 cows. 9 lakh gaya thi Nanda Baba ke paas. To kahan baanthe the? Where he was keeping them? It's a very, there's a common sense question, how they were keeping it. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is answering, each living entity is dimension. How smaller is a living entity? So this another verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately he said, Kesh agra shateka bhaga punha shatam shakkari tara sama suksham jivera swarupa vichari. Jivera swarupa. Jivera swarupa means jivera swarupa, the actual form of the living entity. Actual form of the living entity means now we see elephant so big and we see ant so small. But the actual form of the living entity within this material body is, if you consider vichari, how much is this? It is very suksham. Suksham means very subtle. How much subtle? Prabhupada will explain to us and we all know. If you take the hair and tip of the hair, divide into the 1,000 and divide that 1,000 into the 100, shat eka, 100. Divisions and divide again satans into 100 divisions. That much small is the size of living entity. The length and breadth of living entity is described as 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. This is the original subtle nature of the living entity. So now they can be accommodated or not? They can be accommodated anywhere. It's so small. So living entity. So what is our size? Huh? We think we are too big. Huh? I have big house, I have big car, I have big business, but you are 1/10,000 of tip of air. This simple statement is make us humble like anything. Somebody asks, how can we be humble? And Prabhupada says, simply you think what you are. What is your position? Aapka pehchan kya? To become humble is to know we are insignificant. So small is our size. One century person visited some very big businessman. At that businessman, usually if you go to somebody's house, what first people say, this is our house, please visit our house, so many rooms. Then they will say something about their children. They will then say, they say something about their business. This is a common way to say. So that person was saying, see, all these row bungalows, they are ours, Maharaj, with your kripa, we got it. So this whole, and all these factories you are seeing, 10, 15 there, they are ours. And whole transport in the city is ours. So he was just telling all the big business there. So, Sanjali person said he is too proud of what he has got. So how to humble him down? What did he do? Oh, he, from the children room, he took out a globe of the world map. And he just put in front of that businessman. He said, can you show me where is your country? So he just looked on the globe and his country was size of an ant on a globe. He said, in your country, where is your village? Where is your city? He said, there is no name written. And said, where are your factories and shop and houses? They are not seen. So on a world globe, whatever you have is insignificant. It is too big in your own respect. So a living entity is so small. In other words, Rupa Goswami, what Mahaprabhu is saying, usually people think I am big minister or something, but this is what your original size is. So to be humble is most simple thing, to become humble in this life, immediately. So, to support this statement, Kaviraj Goswami is quoting from different scriptures, this one statement that living entity, the original form is 1/10,000 of tip of ear. So he is quoting some Sanskrit verses for that. Tar madhya. Now Mahaprabhu is saying, tar madhya means among them. Among them means unlimited 84 lakh. Tar madhya sthavar jangam dui bhed. Out of all the living entities, they are divided into two groups, moving and non-moving. Sthavar means non-moving and jangam means moving. Jangam me triyaka jala sthalachara vibheda, and those who are moving, they are triyaka. They are called triyaka. Triyaka means flying in the air. Triyaka jala, living in the water. Sthalchar, walking on the land. So, what we call nowadays, our army has three divisions. Huh? Air Force, and what's called artillery on the main army on the land, and then Navy. That's what we have become also, more or less three type of moving animals, in the air, in the water, and on the land. So moving living entities are in three places, in the air, in the water, and on the earth. Some three countries, big scientists, they were flying together. So Americans said, we have invented a spaceship and they are just up in the, beyond the air, in the space. We are very advanced in our technology. And then European said, we have submarines which are going into depth of the sea and trying to find out what are the mysteries in the belly of the ocean. And then there was a saintly person sitting at the third passenger. They asked, so what is your invention? He said, innumerable living entities are flying in the sky. Unlimited living entities are roaming in the water. We are trying to walk with two legs on the land as a human being. We are trying to make human beings to walk on the land. दो पांव से धरती के ऊपर इंसान बन के चलना सीखना बहुत बड़ी बात है. It's very difficult to walk on the land with two legs like a human being. What you are trying to do is trying to imitate animals. Go on. Prabhupada was in Australia and he was going for his morning walk. It was near the sea and one person was fishing. So Prabhupada said, what he's doing? He says, he's doing fishing. He says, he's doing fishing? That bagla, you know bagla? Kya bolte? Buck. White with big legs standing in water and just catching fish. Buck for bagla. Standing is white like anything, is standing in a meditation as if he is the big saint, but he is just looking for the fish. What is it called? Crane. So Prabhupada said, so cranes are more expert in fishing, then why is he wasting his human form of life for this purpose which he can do in a crane life? Why is he wasting his life? And here I go and see sometime on Mauritius, the other people are just fishing. A human form of life is not meant for this business. This simple, and the birds are doing this business. Why you are wasting your time in doing what the crane can do? So here it says, in other words, once Prabhupada saw somebody, what you call here, water sport, what is called? Surfing. And he said, what they are doing? He said, they are surfing. Prabhupada said, they are suffering. They are suffering. They are not surfing, they are suffering. They are suffering. They are in the middle of the water and they are thinking they are enjoying. 900,000 living entities in the sea are enjoying, they are surfing, and you are suffering. You cannot stay there. You have to come out and live. You cannot live there. So this is what, these are the divisions, living entities, movable, immovable, and movable are in three places, air, water, and earth. Tar madhya among them. Manushya jati ati alapatara among those which are on the earth at least. The human form is very small. Alpatar. Alpa means is very small in quantity. Tarya madhya among the human beings which are small among all the living entities. Tarya madhya malecha pulinda baudha shabara. Among the living entities there are species which are lower than human in their behavior and culture. Although the living entities known as human beings are very small in quantity, their division may be still further subdivided, for there are many uncultured human beings like Malechas, Pulindas, Baudhas, Shabras. Ved Nishta Madhya Ardhaita Ved Mukhe Mane. And now, this is what actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to teach us, that of innumerable living entities, hardly small quantities human being. It means how fortunate we are to be human beings. But among the human beings there are species which are uncultured still. Prabhupada writes sometimes, still there are people in the world which kill their grandfather and have a feast and eat that. They are Rakshasas. They are still living on this planet. But they are called Rakshasas. They kill their own grandparents and then have a feast. Of their body, dead bodies, they make it as a feast of that. They are called Rakshasas. Men eaters, they are here on this planet. What the people are eating is very difficult to understand. They are on this planet. But they are coming under category of Malecha, Shvapacha. Shvapacha means one who is cooking the flesh of the dog in the human skull. Human skull is a part, and cooking the dog in that is called what Malechan? What did just I said? Kya bola abhi? Supak. Eating sow means dog, and cooking in a human skull. That is Svapacha. And Shastra said, one who is not bearing the tilak is less than Svapacha. Bearing the tilak means we are identified that we are cultured following Vedic civilization. It is symbol of the one who is following Vedic civilization. So those who are not wearing, they are coming in that category as per Vedic criteria. Like sometimes I said, Vedic criteria are so. That was what I was reading yesterday. Prabhupada was so liberal when he was preaching in the Western world. He was very liberal. So somebody said, no, Prabhupada, you are very conservative. He said, if I would be conservative, then nobody of you can ever come to me. So liberal that I have accommodated all of you. So here it means the Malechas. Malecha means generally meat eater. Eating meat is a Malecha. Malechas. Pulinda. This word Pulinda is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Venu Geet. Pulinda means people living in tribal areas. And those ladies which are wandering in the forest. They are more fortunate, gopis are saying, because they can see Krishna directly, and from the lotus feet of Krishna, what the kukam, this red vermin and powder was falling, they can take that and use it, and we are not able to do that. So Pulinda are more fortunate than us. So Pulinda means arborian type of people living in the tribal areas. And after the Pulindas, Shabara. You know, Shabara is a very common word. Jagannath Puri, in 1 month during the Jagannath Rath Yatra, this Shabar community is doing all the puja for the Jagannath. Because Jagannath was actually taken care as a Neel Madhav by Shabar. So Shabar is a jati which are living in the forest only like the people who are living in Africa, something like that. Tribal people, they have their own law, they don't follow any Vedic civilization. So these are the different types. Veda Nishta Madhya, or after segregating all these, the only few left, they are called Veda Nishta. Veda Nishta means among persons who are followers of the Veda. Those who have a faith in the teaching of Veda. So the rest of the people are follower of the Vedas. Among them, Tar Madhya, Ardhaika means almost half. Ardhaika, half. Veda Mukhya Mane, only lip service they say we are, like people here say we are Hindu. But they are not doing anything which is according to the Vedic teaching.
Mukhe mane means only saying by words that we are religious, where they are not. Like Prabhupada said, well, sometimes we ask people, sometimes they simply take out their sacred, their shirt. See, I am Brahman. But what you are doing? I have a glass of wine in my one hand, and with the other hand I am showing the sacred thread. See, I am Brahman. Huh? And when I'm pulling out my thread, and the cigarette packets fall down, and I am Brahman. Huh? This is called mukhe kahe. I am very advanced. This is the people. They were even chanting Gayatri in America. They were chanting Gayatri. They are from the Brahman background, and they were engaged in all the activities there. When the ISKCON devotees approached them, so please, you feel Bhagavad Gita. No, I am Brahman. You see, this is my sacred secret. So even these are the followers of the Vedas, but they are simply saying with their words that we are Brahmans, but they are not following. So this is what Prabhupada is saying. There are many, other means almost half. Veda nishita paap kare, what they are doing? They are saying by simply words that we are followers of the great Sanatana Dharma. But Veda nisheda paap kare, what is prohibited by Vedas, they are doing. Veda nisheda paap kare, dharma nahi gane. Dharma nahi gane. They don't care for religious principles. So what do you think? How many people say on this island they claim that they are the followers of the Vedic civilization? More than 55%, 60%, they say we came from Vedic background. Yeah? And proof of that is that every village has some temple, which shows that they are coming from Vedic background. But how many of them are not following the rules of the Vedas and doing papa karma? Indulge in the intoxication. How many people do you think? More are the temples in the Mauritius or the liquor shops? Zyada kya hai? Liquor shops zyada hai, temple zyada hai? Liquor shops zyada hai, temple. Because there is more. So it means, who is using that? The people who are going in the temple are also using that. Is it right or not? That is what this verse is describing. Among human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic principle are considered civilized. Among these, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kinds of sinful activities against these principles. Such people do not care for the regulative principles. The word Ved means knowledge. Supreme knowledge consists of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our relationship with Him, and acting according to that relationship. This is the definition of Ved or knowledge given by Srila Prabhupada. What is knowledge? Knowledge means understanding Supreme Personality, our relationship, and acting according to that. So these three lines is called knowledge. Highest type of religious principle is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pancham paro dharmo yato bhakti adokshay. How to love God. So Srila Prabhupada is simply speaking in this, what actually one should be, when one is called dharma nishtha or veda nishtha, when he is following the code of religious life. Dharma chari madhya bahuta karma nishtha. Koti karma nishtha madhya ek jnani shreshtha. Dharmachari madhya, among the person who actually follow the Vedic principle or religious system. It means half are not following. But half, I think Mahaprabhu said, was 500 years back. But now, what is the
What is the state of Orpheus now? Is half? Is not half. The 90% are not following. 90% do you think they are not following? Are they following Vedic principle? More than 99. So therefore, on the back of the big vehicle in India, there is one slogan written. सौ में 99% बेईमान फिर भी हमारा भारत महान. आउट ऑफ 199 आर डिसऑनेस्ट बट स्टिल अवर भारत इज ग्रेट. दैट इज स्लोगन रिटन. सौ में 99 बेईमान फिर भी हमारा भारत महान. ये गाड़ियों के पीछे स्लोगन होता है. द राइट ऑन द बैक ऑफ देयर व्हीकल. So 99% Bhaiman. Bhaiman means dishonest. So what it means actually is, even human beings, 99% they are dishonest, they are corrupt, they are criminal, they are intoxicant, but still they are Mahan because they are human beings. They are Mahan. Because they are Mahan as compared to the other living entities, they are great. They can be reformed. Very simple criteria that who is following the Vedic system and who is not following the Vedic system. Just go and do experiment in your own house. How many children in the house, they touch the feet of the parents and follow the orders of their parents, whatever they say? If the answer is, how much percent is the answer, that much percent is following the Vedic principle. The second criteria is, how many persons are getting up before sun rises. That many persons are at least following, not those which are going for night duty, but in the normal course of life. These are simple criteria. Go and watch in Europe. You tell your children, do this, and they will say no. First thing, they will say no. Why? So you just put, once Akbar and Birbal, the great emperor Akbar asked Birbal, how many people are having the eyes and how many are blind? He said, my dear king, there are 99% are blind. How can that be? They are not 99% blind. All the people are having eyes and watching television and everything. They are happy. He said, how can you prove? He said, I can prove. He said, how? He said, let's go. He said, you, my dear king, come with me. And just in those days there was something, but now you can say, you come with me and you just have the mardang and just play mardang with me in the street. I'm just saying something. There was something else there. And they were doing, then everybody saying, hey, what are you doing? My dear king, what are you doing? Everybody say, kya kar rahe? Kya kar? They will ask this or not. The one who is asking what you are doing, they say, put in the list of a blind. Put in the list of a blind. So everybody is asking, what are you doing? It means, you have eyes, you are seeing what I am doing, I am playing on the mardang, you can't see this, why you are asking? So many people are blind. जय श्री कृष्ण बलराम की गौर निताय गिरिराज महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की. सो हाउ मेनी पीपल से सन्यासी इफ ही गोज आउट फ्रॉम हियर इन अ शॉर्ट एंड टी शर्ट ऑन ए बाइक देन यू से हे महाराज क्या कर रहे हैं व्हाट आर यू डूइंग देन यू पुट इन द लिस्ट ऑफ द blind. They are seeing what he is doing. So 99% are blind in this world. Blind because they see but they don't see. That's what this verse is telling. That they say we belong to this great Sanatan Vedic civilization, but they are not following anything. Simple criteria, just go and test in your own house. How many children are really massaging the feet of their father before his retirement?
How many daughter-in-law are massaging the feet of their mother-in-law before they are retiring? Criteria for the Vedic civilization. The simple thing. Not I am saying how many are chanting Hare Krishna. I am saying how many are simply following the custom. One mother-in-law asked her daughter-in-law, I have headache, can you press my head? She said, when you have pain in the neck, you call me, I will do the job. Now I don't have a time. Whenever we have some pain in the neck, you call me, I will do the job. What I am trying to say, people say that we are religious, but they are not at all. This show bottle religion. There's no depth at all in this present day. People are going in the temple, they are going in the temple. Somebody asked me this question, say recently. Say 50 years back there were not many temples, there were not many kathas, there were not many satsang, but people were more moral, people were more religious, people were more peaceful, but now there are more temples, more sadhus, more TV pat satsangs, more big pat kathas, and people are more dishonest, more corrupt. Why? He asked me this question, and this question asked by one retired great commissioner. He said, why this is happening? Because this is what Mahaprabhu here is saying. They are dharmachari. They say that we are following our dharma, but they are not practicing dharma. I just gave him simple answer like this. I asked him, you want your son to be admitted in medical college, how much you have to pay? He said, 25 lakh rupees. Say, how do you expect that doctor to serve you free? When he is paying 25 lakh rupees to become a doctor, then how will he serve you free? He must serve you free, this is a rule. But he has already paid 25 lakhs, so he has to recover that money first. So he has to be curbed, there is no other way. Like this medical profession is the curbed profession. It's curbed profession like anything. They are doing operation where it is not needed. They are cutting the people when it is not even needed. Why this all is happening? Because they have paid money, they want to get money. They spend money and they want to get money. So similarly, you organize you make some temple, you make... I know one person who just built temple, he said, I am just building temple, how much I will get as a return from this temple. And when I was migrating from Pakistan, Karachi to India, then for money transfer, people used to get money and then give money, this going on like banking, unofficial banking. So some person was doing unofficial banking, some person was asking, I'm going to India, what business I should do there? Which is the best business? He said, there are two good businesses right now in India. Either you go and open a temple, or you have a liquor shop. That's what he told and I heard. These are the two best business now. Either you open a temple, or you just open a liquor shop, because both have a good customers. People are so much under anxiety and tension, they go to the saintly people, what do you call here, Ojha Baba. Morris is Ojha Baba. Go to the Ojha. Your problem will be solved. They are just having a small temple, having something. This is what they call, think is a dharma. That's what Mahaprabhu is saying here to Rupa Goswami. Be careful. Even if you are going to the Vrindavan, which is a place where everything is transcendental, but you will find there 100% deviation also. There is 100% devotion in the Vrindavan and there is 100% deviation also. So you should be careful to find out what is right and what is wrong. There are many sahajiyas, that's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, there are sahajiyas, they are making a show. Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, Prabhupada said, Yes, among the devotees, they claim to be devotees. They play nice mridanga, they dance in the kirtan like anything. People think, oh, he is a great, great sadhu. And as soon as kirtan is over, he will say, oh, my throat is dying. Can you give me one beedi? This is one Prabhupada's lecture on Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, I have seen, so there are so many sadhus in Vrindavan like that. So give me chaya, give me beedi, and I will do kirtan. This is what this one line, Prabhupada is saying, they say that we are doing kirtan. Yes, I am doing kirtan. I am doing kirtan. Yes, I am playing mridanga. I am very nice. But when I finish, I need beedi, I need chai. So that's what it means among dharmacharis. They think, they say we are dharmachari. Ardha, half of them, now it's 99% of them are mukha, giving lip service only. Yes, Bhagavad Gita, we know Bhagavad Gita. Well, and then, next thing they ask, I know this is my person, just next thing they ask, what is the difference between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? We know Bhagavad Gita, but what is the difference between Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? They don't know what is Bhagavad Gita and what is Bhagavatam. Go and ask from the people in general, they don't know. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Rupa Goswami, dharmachari madhya bahut karma nishtha. At least those who are following Vedic principle, mostly people say, we are doing work. Huh? Work is worship. Karma hi Gita ka sandesh hai. Gita is only teaching do karma, do karma. So they simply say, karma nishtha. Among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of fruitic activities. Karma means, I do the job and I get the result. That is called karma. There is a difference between karma and karma yoga. Gita is not speaking of karma. Gita is speaking of karma yoga. There is a difference between karma and karma yoga. Karma means do work and get the payment. Do work, get result. That is called karma. Karma yoga. Yoga means doing work in connection with Supreme. Narayan, Krishna, Vishnu. Yoga and yajna are same. Yajna means Vishnu and yoga also means Vishnu or Krishna. Means connecting, work in connection with Krishna is called karma yoga. Work only is called karma. And what is karma is asked by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Kim karma yu uchyate, what is karma? What is called karma? And Sri Krishna is answering, bhuta bhava udhava kara visarga karma sanyataha. Bhuta bhava udhava kara. Karma means you are preparing for your next body. Karma means you are preparing your next body. You are making your own future, what body you are going to go take in your next life. That is the meaning of karma. I am doing karma means you are preparing your next life. But karma yoga means you are finishing next life. So there is a difference. So there are many people, they are simply working, say now on this island, now on Shivaratri, how many people walked all the way to Ganga Sagar? Dambasa? Dambasa? How many people walked? See, 500,000, maybe whatever. Okay? Why? Ask them why. Or else sometimes you stay outside the temple and Panchan is coming, give him one paper and ask, why you visited temple? You get answer. 99% answer will come, I have this trouble, I want to get this trouble solved by God. Is it right or wrong? My child is not going to education in his school, is not good, so I am able to pray for that. My health is not good, my husband has no good business. So 99% are coming in the temple for fruitive results. Is it right or wrong? You go and do this experiment, and anybody just stay in outside the temple and ask them why you are going in the temple. What is the answer? They are very smart people. They bring a bunch of banana, few flowers, and offer as a big offering. But then they give a big list of work to the Supreme Lord to do. Among the bunch of banana, they want a house built of 10,000 rupees.
For few flowers, they want some imported car to be had very soon. That is called, give the dog and get the elephant. Kutta do, hathi lo. That is what the people are coming in the temple for. Huh? My dear Supreme Lord, I am your great devotee. I'll offer you 100 rupees if my son passes in engineering. And then I am standing next and I ask, how much tuition you have paid for your son? I say, 10,000. And in 100 rupees you get your son pass. This is what actually, this is means, dharamchari, they are karmanista. They are coming only in the temple to get their work done. Now, is it 90% like that? Maybe 9%. Anyway, let us do something here to go to the heaven. To go to the heaven. When we die, we should go to the heaven. That is their ultimate destination. Two big religion on this planet, they have only destination heaven. And majority of the followers of the Vedic civilization, they also write for their departed person, Sargvasi. Yeah? Sargvasi. Sargvasi. Sargvasi means our departed parent is living in Swarg now. And some good house where there is no fight is called also Hamara Ghar Swarg hai. You know? Recently married couple, the boy went for the marriage, came after 1 month, and then friends asked, so now your house has become heaven? He said, yes. And then they said, it means you are living in heaven, you are Sargvasi. So Sarg hai tumhara ghar hai, to tum Sargvasi ho gaya. Huh? You are Sargvasi now. Sargvasi means living in heaven. So it means how many people are really aspiring to go to the heaven? They are coming in this category. What actually it means is how rare is Krishna Bhakti, and you are so fortunate that you are in association with this great movement of Srila Prabhupada ISKCON, which is giving the highest goal of life, Krishna Bhakti. How rare it is. Koti karma nishta madhyay. Koti karma nishta madhyay. Ek jnani sreshta. Out of these, koti means 10 million. Koti means 10 million. A crore. Koti karma nishta madhyay. It means we have just segregated so many nonsense already. Those who are going to the temple for some benefit, among these 10 millions, one may be jnani sreshta. Jnani sreshta means he is in knowledge that this is not right thing. I must have some higher purpose in life rather than getting some temporary benefit. Jnani. Sreshta. Sreshta means topmost. He is the jnani sreshta, the chief. The wise man is very less among these. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati described, karmanishta means one aspires to enjoy the result of his work, good work and pious activities. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says here, people sometimes work to get money to enjoy. But sometimes people said, anyway, I am working on getting money, but I will put in charitable work in hospital, in some other institute. They are also karmanist. They are coming in the category of karmanist. Charitable people, they are also among karmanist. Why? Because they want name and fame by their charity. What is written on the charitable? Their big name. Now here you don't have that type of problem. But India is very hot country, huh? So in May, June, summer is really tough summer, 43, 44, 45. So there was a nice fan in the temple room. And fan was on, people were sitting there, some person came and he just turned the button off.
He said, what are you doing? We are suffering. He said, first you see who has donated the fan. Each wing of the fan has a name written of a donor. You read the name and then have your fresh air from the fan. So people give. So they are called, they are charitable, but just charitably, charity needs big name written on that. So and so person has donated this fan. So you are enjoying the cool air from the fan. Just read the name who has done this charity. This is what actually they are. Therefore, they are karmanishth because they want the benefit right here now. Then why they expect something in life, after life? They are getting a benefit right here. We do some service here and we get benefit here. Then there is nothing left there. We enjoyed everything right here. So this Bhaktisiddhanta says they are also coming in this karmanishth category. Out of millions of karmanishth, there may be one who is wise. Who is wise? The one who is trying to avoid fruitive activities. They are called jnanis. But they are only interested in their personal benefit. Jnani means he is interested in his personal benefit. What is that? His personal benefit? He thinks there is nothing good in this world. I just merge in the God or I become God. They are jnanis. So we'll discuss from here onward today. After jnanis come mukta, after mukta comes Krishna Bhakta. So this is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami, and based on this teaching, Sri Rupa Goswami has Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the very very scientific book for the devotee of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada took one full month in Kartik in 72 to speak on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in a place where Rupa Goswami was living and compiled this book, Radha Damodar Temple. In Radha Damodar Temple, for full month of Kartik, Prabhupada used to speak on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu every day to his Western devotees. So this the book is based on the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami in 10 days in Prayagraj. So what is the message from today's discussion? Living entities are innumerable, and we have passed through so many different species and since time immemorial we don't know. There's no beginning of this, but fortunately we have got this human form of life, and in this human form of life we are somehow or other have an intelligence that we can decide what we should do. So most of the people are doing lip service in the form of religion, whatever religion they are following. Like Prabhupada was very humorous, but he says, yes, you are a Christian, very nice, you are good, but you are not following what Jesus Christ has said. Thou shalt not kill, and you are killing. And you are not killing anybody else, you have killed Jesus Christ himself. He said, you are having your cross, it is what you show by this cross, that you have crucified Christ, that's all you want to show? Prabhupada was telling like this to the person who with the cross came to talk with him. He said, what is the meaning of this cross? You have killed yourself? The Christ, that's what it shows. So you say that I am Christian, but you are not following what Christ said. You said that I am Mohammedan, but you are not following what Mohammedan said. You said that I am follower of the Vedas, but you are not following what the Vedas are saying. So most of the people are doing lip service in the form of religion. They are not very serious about this. So anyway, for us, we claim that we are devotees of this kind. We are Krishna Bhaktas. We are trying to be Krishna Bhakta. So we should do it in all sincerity and follow everything thoroughly and sincerely, that we should not be categorized as a person who are doing lip service. For us, this is a warning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having a bead bag in the neck and doing something which appears that we are doing lip service.
our behavior should be up to mark as a gentleman. Prabhupada said, my devotees are gentlemen. So this is a warning to us that people in the form of religion are doing simply lip service. Or else they are working simply for some trivial, very simple benefits. They are not very serious about spiritual life. In one of the lectures recently in Bangalore, I was discussing from Bhagavatam this verse, which is this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, I think. Nasprayeshwa Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. I think this verse. Srila Prabhupada said, even among devotees, 99% are not serious about going to bed to Godhead. Prabhupada is like, among devotees who are chanting 16 rounds, they are not serious about going to bed to Godhead. They have big agendas in between. This one line is a very heavy line. Among the devotees who are practicing for many years, they are not really determined that they want to go back to Krishna or back to Godhead. They are not serious and sincere in this goal. They have some short-term Eastern goals, because this is coming from many generations, many, many lifetimes. They have smaller goals to fulfill even after being a devotee. So that purport, you read it, I spoke over 1 hour, and every line has a very deep meaning. So here we should really be determined what we are supposed, what is our aim in life. Why we are doing this devotional service? Why? To get Krishna prem. Where is Krishna prem? Among the association of the devotees. Are we really aspiring to have association of the devotees? Are we caring for the devotees? How many devotees are available on this planet? Among so many people, hardly 0.1111001% are devotees. So why we are not caring for devotees, which are rare commodity on this planet? Why we are not serious about becoming a sincere devotee to take care for the devotees? How many Vaishnavas are on the planet? Why we don't have a love and trust among the Vaishnavas? So this is a simple thing. We should not look like doing lip service in the form of devotee of Krishna and not practicing it for a higher purpose. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande. Hare Krishna. Kaise hai Prabhu?